Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS. Let's get right after it. Amazon SNS FIFO topics now support message delivery to Amazon SQS standard queues. How typical. I really could have used this feature a month ago and had to work around its absence. Announcing API Gateway console refresh. Ooh, with any luck, this will be less confusing as the devil than it used to be. Cost anomaly detection increases custom anomaly monitor limit to 500. I'm not bored enough to try it, but I wonder what the error message says when you try to create the 500 first. Custom notifications are now available in AWS chatbot. Ooh, a bit of digging in the documentation reveals that it supports markdown content, including emojis and Slack at mentions using user IDs, which is great because without that, it would be somewhat limited. How to integrate Amazon CloudWatch alarms with Atlassian Confluence knowledge articles. This is a truly flabbergasting amount of work to simply annotate an alert with internal context that can assist the person retrieving it. Building a secure webhook forwarder using an AWS Lambda extension and Tailscale. This is neat, but I feel like they're missing a story here. If that private subnet in their example speaks IPv6, all telnet traffic would potentially avoid the managed NAT gateway tax by default. Deploy generative AI models on Amazon EKS. This solves the one actual pain point lots of folks have, getting Kubernetes and generative AI on their resume at the same time. Troubleshoot networking issues during database migration with the AWS DMS Diagnostic Support AMI. I'm sorry, here's a custom AMI to spin up an instance loaded with diagnostic tools to figure out what's going on with state-of-the-art a decade ago. Is the DMS observability story really that unevolved? Using AWS CloudFormation and AWS Cloud Development Kit to provision multi-cloud resources. Sorry, does anyone actually do this in reality? Multi-cloud resources has generally meant that you use Terraform based upon every customer with whom I have ever spoken. Combining content moderation services with graph databases and analytics to reduce community toxicity. Sorry, but you're not going to fix people being assholes with a graph database. AWS Private Certificate Authority. Weird title, but this is a blog post talking about the excellent private CA offering. If you need it, it's amazing. If you don't, it seems ridiculous. Retail partner conversations. How Rokt is impacting the future of retail. Usually Amazon's retail impact leads other companies to get wrecked instead. Simplify access to internal information using retrieval augmented generation and LangChain agents. Or alternately, you can dramatically simplify external access to internal information by screwing up your S3 bucket permissions. How to view Azure costs using Amazon QuickSight. This is boldly cartoonish in the same way that Azure offering to help you analyze your AWS bill has been for a while. No, you shouldn't send one competitor's invoice to another unless you enjoy giving up negotiation leverage. Centralized dashboard for AWS Config and AWS Security Hub. Ooh, it becomes incrementally easier to figure out why my AWS config bill is skyrocketing for no clear reason. Benefits of domain registration with Amazon Route 53. Yes, it's a sales pitch of sorts, but it's also correct. What other options do you have? Google Domains will sell you to Squarespace. GoDaddy will turn your entire domain off if it receives a complaint about user-generated content on one of them, and MarkMonitor is too expensive for non-enterprise use. Use Bring Your Own IP Addresses, BYOIP, and RFC 8805 for localization of internet content. Holy cow, I've low-key wondered about this exact thing for years now, and the answer shows up in an AWS blog post. More like this, please. Using NAT gateways with multiple Amazon VPCs at scale. Credit where due, this article goes into the cost dangers in some depth. I do wonder about the economic trade-off for applications that can't be ported to IPv6 easily once AWS starts charging for public IPv4 addresses next year. Managed NAT gateway pricing might be a lot more reasonable. And finally, navigating change. From ophthalmologist to AWS cloud expert. Okay, I can see that. And that's what happened last week in AWS.